This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States said Monday it is looking for ways to represent the people of Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua in a summit next month following threats to boycott over their government's exclusion. The United States is welcoming Latin American leaders to Los Angeles for the Summit of the Americas on June the 6th through the 10th. It's part of President Joe Biden's efforts to promote democracy and tackle migration and climate change. U.S. officials said they reached out formally last week to other nations to attend and that further invitations could come. The State Department has previously voiced confidence at what it called robust participation in Los Angeles without divulging the invitation list so far. The top U.S. official for Latin America, Brian Nichols, earlier said he did not expect invitations for officials from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, as the governments do not respect the 2001 Inter-American Democratic Charter. The World Food Program chief is pressing billionaires to step up. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
David Beasley is telling billionaires to prove their worth as the global threat of food insecurity rises with Russia's war in Ukraine, adding he's seeing encouraging signs from some of the world's richest people, like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos. Musk, the world's richest man, has donated about 5 million shares of company stock worth roughly $5.7 billion to an unidentified charity in November. Beasley adds, the world's in real serious trouble. This is not rhetoric. Step up now because the world needs you. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden is meeting Tuesday with leaders from an informal alliance known as the Quad. The members of the U.S.,